Good Sunday morning and welcome to another edition of the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton. I had to just this sense as I was driving in this morning, it had that glow like you get sometimes early in the morning during the summer. If I sound a little bit raspy again this morning, I will confess it was another late night. I was down at the Cayley at Blessed Sacrament last night, the Cultus Cultori Care, Aaron Cayley, and it was a wonderful night. We had a good big crowd down there, and the entertainment was fantastic and special, and the band were performing. There were 10 musicians on stage beating out the good Irish music and lots of people up dancing. So the Cayley's down there, they're monthly, so you should mark your calendar for next month, the third Saturday, and get down to Blessed Sacrament for the Cayley. I do want to bring you up to date, though, on some of the events that are coming up still in the Ottawa Irish Festival. The festival got underway last Tuesday, and today's show has some features from the festival, but we're going to open today's show with the reading of a letter from President Mary McAleese sending her greetings to the Irish abroad, and Mary has read that for me, as I will be coming up with that. But the festival got underway on Tuesday with events at Library and Archives, and we've had university lectures, concert, movies, Cayley, and a variety of other things. But if you're listening there and you're still sitting there and you haven't had your breakfast yet, there's still time. You can get up this morning, you can head into the shower, you can freshen up, and you can head down to St. Bridget's, because there's an Irish breakfast, and that's starting at 10 o'clock, but it'll be going on till probably about 1 o'clock, and there's lots of entertainment, but certainly a wonderful place to go, and that's at 314 St. Patrick Street. And tonight there's a dinner, and this is all part of the Ottawa Irish Festival. There's a dinner out at the Monterey Inn Resort, and I'm very grateful indeed to the support that I received from the Monterey Inn Resort, which keeps this programme on the air, and also from the Irish Village Group of Companies. And it was great to see the Heart and Crown with their little miniature horses in the parade yesterday. And anyone who was downtown for the parade, wasn't it a glorious day and a glorious sight with all the activities? And don't forget, on Monday, we have Roisin. And I will be announcing some winners, I think. Yes, I do have winners to announce for that. That's at 7:30 at Library and Archives tomorrow night. And on Tuesday, don't forget, Tuesday is St. Patrick's Day, and Roisin will be there's Mass at 10:30 on Tuesday morning, and that's over at St. Patrick's. And on Tuesday night, the Mayfair Theatre is providing and presenting two movies, Once and The Commitments, and there's also an Irish night down at St. Bridget's. But straight over to Mary McAleese, President Mary McAleese's greetings to the Irish people.
St. Patrick's Day greetings from President McAleese, read by Mary Camerton. Banach de na féile páraic ar clown mór down na gael, sa valla agus ar fuid na crinne, an lána siúnta céilúra seo. Warm St. Patrick's Day greetings to everyone taking part in this happy festival celebration in Ireland and around the world. This is our time for showcasing the spirit of the Irish through our wonderful culture and heritage, our gift for friendship and our love of life. We will gather in both the most obvious and the most obscure of places under the patronage of St. Patrick, a man, an emigrant to Ireland, whose life was one of outrageous hardship and outstanding endurance. The chances are that wherever the Irish and their neighbours and friends gather this St. Patrick's Day, they will be making a very determined effort to find joy in adversity and a moment of distraction from the serious economic and financial worries that face our country and our world. St. Patrick's own personal story is one of facing into huge difficulties and hardships, not of his own making. His coping skills were sorely tested. In The Deer's Cry, the beautiful poem attributed to him, he says, "I arise today through a mighty strength." We have our own mighty strength in the goodness, decency and hard work of so many individuals, in our uniquely strong and robust sense of community, in our history of overcoming hardship, our culture of welcome, our investment in peace, and in our ability on St. Patrick's Day to be family to one another from Beijing to Bahrain and from Belfast to Bantry. We know that our patron saint would encourage us to work with each other, for each other, and work through these difficulties to a better future for everyone. Behind every St. Patrick's Day gathering, wherever it is in the world, there is a story of men and women who came together to celebrate being Irish, whether by birth or by association. They are part of a generations-old tradition of volunteering help to one another and of being community to one another. I thank all of them for the many ways in which they bring such noble and life-enhancing qualities into our world and for the fun, enjoyment and happy memories they help create for us through St. Patrick's Day 2009. To each and every one of you, I wish a wonderful St. Patrick's Festival. Enjoy every moment of it, and may the spirit of St. Patrick be with you and your families on this day and every day. May that mighty strength be yours as it was his. Mary McAleese, President of Ireland.
Oh, awoke me up this morning and I heard a joyful song from the throats of happy Irishmen, 100,000 strong. Sure it was the Hibernian Brigade, lining up for to start the big parade. So I fetched my Sunday bonnet and the flag I love so well, and I bought myself a shamrock just to wear in my lapel. Don't you know that today's March 17th? It's the day for the wearing of the green. It's a great day for the Irish, it's a great day for fair. The sidewalks of New York are thick with Blarney, for sure you think New York was old Killarney. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. We're feeling so inspired, sure, because of all the Irish. It's a great, great day. Be gosh, there's not a cop to stop the raiding. Be gara, all the cops are out parading. It's a great day for the shamrock, for the flags in full array. And as we go swinging, every Irish heart is singing. It's a great, great day.
And that was Ruby Murray, and it's a great, great day for the Irish. Well, every year at the Éireann Luncheon, the winners of the raffle that the draw that St. Patrick's Foundation run in order to raise funds for St. Patrick's Home takes place. And we're going to bring you a list of the winners as they were drawn. And this is Michael O'Byrne from CTV as he announced the winners on Friday at the Éireann Luncheon.
Winner number one. The winner is Catherine Bissett. Catherine Bissett has won $1,000. Another winner of $1,000. Boy, looks like Geraldine Cosgrove. Another winner of $1,000. Susan Quenville. Susan Quenville. Cletus Ryan. All right, Cletus will be getting a call. She has won $1,000. Okay. Rita Ornita. Looks like Rita Lloyd, $1,000. Chris Smith, $1,000. Herbert Hanna, $1,000. And Antonio Hidalgo. Tony, how did I do with that? So you don't really care. To Austin Carton. Austin, would you come up and draw four tickets, please? We had Austin on the show today. After he was off air, people said, boy, can he ever fake that Irish accent? $1,000, Donald Johnson. Mary Jane Donahue. Oh, Carol. Air, Bonnie Campbell. Bonnie Campbell. Brian Heaney, will you come up and draw one ticket for $5,000? And our $5,000 winner is Aurel Lemieux, a very Irish name. Aurel Lemieux, M. Aurel Lemieux, in fact. Congratulations to you, sir. This is it. One more ticket. Paula Malloy. Where's Paula? Paula, would you please come up and draw the grand prize? $10,000! Paula, come on up. We're going to get you to read this, because I want to hear you speak. So I'd like you to, I need to say more than just a name, so I want you to introduce yourself, tell people where you grew up, just so we can hear that beautiful Irish accent. Am I embarrassing you? A little bit, okay. There you go.
Thank you very much. Can I just say thank you very much indeed to everybody for the very warm welcome here today. It's a real honor for me to be here representing the embassy at this fantastic event. I want to pay tribute to everybody at the Irish Society and at the St. Patrick's Home Foundation for all the wonderful work you do throughout the year, but never more so than during this Irish Week. We've all seen a fantastic showcase of talent here in the Ottawa area this week, so thank you very much for your work on that as well. And now I will cut to the chase and announce the winner of the $10,000 prize today. It is unfortunately not an Irish name. It's Mr. Wilfred Lefebvre.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so very much. Love your accent.
As we prepare for Patrick's Day, there's one man in this city who's always very, very busy, and he can't get enough time in the few days running up to or around St. Patrick's Day, and that's Robin Avery. Robin, welcome back to the Gaelic Hour.
Oh, it's great to be here, Austin. Thank you very much for having me on the Gaelic Hour, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
And to you, Robin. And, of course, yesterday afternoon you were down in the Civic Centre at the after-parade party.
Yes, post parade party, I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I'm down there to sing the national anthem, sing a few wee Irish songs, and then I'm heading over to the Bronson Centre to do another show. And tonight, that'll be Saturday night, I'm going to be at the Slots.
And then tomorrow you have a full day as well?
Full day as well, yeah. I'm at the Slots in the morning to do a VIP show for them, and then I'm at Orchard View Living Centre.
Right.
In the afternoon, and then I'm at the Monterey Inn on Prince of Wales Drive there tomorrow night, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, that should be a fun night. I'll be down there myself at that one. And what have you lined up for Monday?
I'm heading up to Heritage Radio okay. up in Arnprior to do a wee interview, and then on Tuesday I'm on CFRA with Mr. Green.
Okay, and that's a call-in where people can abuse you.
Of course. And then on St. Patrick's afternoon I'm going to be at the Greenfields. And then on St. Patrick's night, I'm going to be back at the Radio Carlton Raceway restaurant.
So, you know, there's many a young man would be exhausted doing that. And I know you're
I'm exhausted thinking about it. God, Austin.
So, how do you love this time of year?
Well, yeah, I love this time of the year. It's St. Patrick's period now. As I say, I've been in Ottawa for 36 years, and it's just become such a strong tradition, and I would hate not to be part of it, you know.
Yeah.
I love the atmosphere, and I love how people all come out at this time of the year and be proud of their Irish heritage, you know. Everyone's up for it, you know.
So how's the music scene doing for you this year?
It's been actually very good. I've been working pretty consistent. As you know, I just do it part-time now. Mm-hmm. I don't do it full-time.
Well, there was a few months there you were doing it full-time.
Well, there was, yeah, a few months I was doing full-time. But now it's part-time. But I get a couple of gigs a month, you know.
Excellent.
So that keeps me happy, you know.
And I know you're going to head up a tour to Ireland.
I'm heading up a tour in Ireland, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. We have a tour that's organised by Queensway Tours. And it's going to be a 13-day trip to Ireland, starting in Dublin, Belfast, and Derry, and then to Galway, your part of the world, and Connemara, and the Ring of Kerry, and then, you know, we're doing the Lakes of Killarney and Blarney Castle and Waterford Crystal. So it's a real exclusive
tour. You know,
tour.
There's a sit-in at Waterford at the moment.
Oh, is there?
Oh, yeah. There's a sit-in at Waterford Crystal at the moment. Because they're closing it down.
A strike type.
They don't want to be laid off.
Oh, well, they shouldn't be laid off because that's the best crystal in the world.
So, it's close to closing down. I noticed it's listed as a musical tour.
It is, yeah. I'm going to be singing on the coach as well.
Okay.
I'm going to be singing, like, for instance, when people go through Galway Bay, naturally I'll sing Galway Bay for them. If I go to Derry, I'll sing Lovely Derry on the Banks of the Foyle, things like that, you know.
And in between, the back of the bus is best?
And the back of the bus is best, yes.
Okay.
And a couple of hotels we're staying in too, we're going to have some musical parties, and I'm going to be performing at those as well.
Right. Of course, not everyone would know, but you have family still on both sides. Both sides' generation are back in Ireland.
Yes, I have both sides of the country. In the north, of course, I have my mother. She lives in a small village called Castledoss in South Derry. And she's not too well at the moment, so I'm going home next week to see her. But and I have a sister who lives in Ballyclare. And I also have a son and two granddaughters live down in Galway.
So you come out here and your son goes back to...
That's it. Well, yeah, he's been living over in Galway for 10 years, but he misses a lot of things in the county. He misses the hockey. He's a big hockey fan, you know.
Right.
But he just couldn't leave his daughters. Actually, they called me the other day and sang me two songs in Irish.
Wonderful.
Which just elated me to no end.
And, of course, Irish is so strong now, particularly in the west of Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
It's really come back, and people are really proud of it.
Oh, yes, but to listen to 4- and 3-year-olds singing it, I just think it's just great, and they're so into their culture that it's marvelous. I don't know what I can say about that. When I hear them sing, it just makes my heart feel good.
I would think there's a real tear that they emigrated, but it must be wonderful that it was back to Ireland.
Well, it's a good combination for me now, because we always had the excuse to go home and see my mother, but now I've got a bigger excuse, I think, to go home and see my granddaughters.
And you do get over at least once a year.
Yeah, I get over. Actually, I'm hoping to get over to do the Irish Show Band show again this year. Coming up, they've contacted me already. Not that they booked me, but I'm in the tentative list.
Okay.
Because there's so many ex-show band stars still hanging around, like myself.
Tell us a little about that tour.
Well, it's part of Irish culture now, Irish show bands, you know, because, you know, I'm sure you've heard of all the famous names like Dickie Rock and Brendan Boyer, and I was very privileged to be included with those, because those guys were my idols when I was a boy. But when I got into show bands like the Breakaway, or the Science from Markerfelt, and then the College Boys from Belfast, I got to know them all. And every year now, every year they do a show band show at Christmas time, and it's so many nights in Belfast and so many nights in Dublin. And the response is amazing. People just can't get tickets for it, you know. It's just nostalgia, you know. People don't see that type of thing in Ireland anymore, you know.
I was watching something from RT last night. Nationwide did a program on Tyra Dallas.
Oh, yes.
40
yes.
years in the business.
I imagine, yes.
And, of course, I know Tom and I know Tony from growing up.
They do some great shows, RTE. I just watched a show on them doing a thing on Dunluce Castle
right.
in the north, how they were putting all these pins in to save it from falling into the ocean. They just do some marvellous shows, RTE.
Robin, your CD is still available around town.
Believe it or not, it's still selling. I recorded it a couple of years ago, and thanks to people like yourself who've played it on your radio show, I get a lot of response, and people like... It's like a lot of the tracks on it are like North American Irish. And more or less geared for the second generation Irish here, but people love the songs on it. And
so we're going to let you go back on stage, and we're going to listen to a track from the CD, and it is called "The Green Green Valley."
The Green Green Valley. That's the one I wrote myself about the Irish coming to the Ottawa Valley. It's a song close to my heart, and it's a dedication to all them hard-working Irish people that come and settle this part of the world.
You're listening to the Gaelic Hour, and this is Robin Abram.
Thanks again, Austin.
There's a valley where the maple grows, and the mighty Ottawa River flows. The Irish sailed across the sea to Canada's big country. Overland they journeyed to the great unknown, or a plot of green to call their own. From the shamrock shore they chanced to roam, to find a new valley home. Oh, the green, green valley, oh, that borders Quebec and Ontario. The settlers came from old Ireland to Canada's green valley grand. Settled down by the Gatineau Hills. Some follow the river on up through Shawville to where Pontiac and Lanark lie beneath the clear blue sky. And on the farm they till the soil, built the Rideau Canal with sweat and toil. Their new music rang with dance and song, and the singing goes on and on. Oh, the green, green valley, oh, that borders Quebec and Ontario. The settlers came from old Ireland to Canada's green valley grand.
Parade party down at Lansdowne, and this wonderful sunny day where there's people are just pouring in, and the Grand Marshal for today's parade was Alex Cullen. Alex, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Well, thank you very much.
So you've been a strong supporter and participant in the St. Patrick's Day Parade for close on 20 years, if not 20 years.
Well, that's right. Well, it's a natural connection. My father came from Ireland. Cullen's a very Irish name.
Correct.
And I was elected to City Council in the early 1990s and wanted to join in with the parade and been participating pretty near every parade I can.
So what was the experience like being the Grand Marshal as distinct from all the other years where you were participating?
Well, I think the basic difference was I was further up in the parade. I was the lead of it. I had a lovely Irish princess sitting beside me, Teresa Cavanaugh, so that was an extra addition. I don't think I get to take her home, though. But still, it was the fun of leading a parade and watching the whole parade come in. I have some duties to do as Grand Marshal to thank the volunteers, because this parade is not possible without the support of volunteers. But a glorious parade and a lot of fun.
So in the previous years, how would you rate from what you've seen coming through the gate and all the floats and everything else? Are we on par, are we ahead of, are we equal to the best you've seen before?
Well, I think it's very excellent. Every year there's new floats, and this parade longer than I think usual. So a lot of people participating. I think it's just great to see people come out. And this parade was an excellent parade. The weather certainly helped.
It did indeed. It did indeed. So as we go from here until Tuesday, which is St. Patrick's Day, have you anything lined up to incorporate and share your heritage and celebrate it?
Well, certainly I'll be wearing green on St. Patrick's Day, but I'll be going down to St. Bridget's for the breakfast, the pancake breakfast.
That's tomorrow morning. And, of course, while this is going out tomorrow morning, that is at 10 o'clock, so while this is recorded on Saturday evening, it's today. Breakfast is down at St. Bridget's, 10 a.m., and you can catch if you've been tired after your celebrations on Saturday, head down and you'll catch wonderful Irish breakfast down there.
Well, it's a marvellous occasion, and as I say as I go along the streets, because I'm always calling out and talking to the crowd, it just warms the cockles of my heart to see such fine Irish folk out on a glorious day like today.
Well, I must say, I had the honour of being Grand Marshal last year, and what really pleased me was when you see the smile that comes on people's face as a float goes by.
That's right.
And that's what's so rewarding.
Well, and you know, the Irish have a reputation of being fun, of being warm and friendly, and people just warm up to being Irish. Everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day, but the sense is of being welcoming and so friendly. And the parade evokes that from the people who are watching.
So it's obvious that when you were growing up, that the Irish culture must have been very much an inherent part of your life that you've retained and embraced.
Well, my father, being very Irish and family back in Ireland, I've been to Ireland a number of times. In fact, I still have cousins there. It was part of our heritage, and we wouldn't miss the St. Patrick's Day Parade, whether we were in Toronto or Montreal. So it was just natural to join in, but to be a participant, I mean, that came about because I was elected to City Council. But that's just contributing to the fun of it. And I'm just watching the dancers, the kids, all the participants. having fun as they're going along the parade and giving fun, giving joy to the people who are watching. So people get engaged. And you know, when I call out to an elderly couple and wish them the best of the day, you know, they smile back, and that really warms your heart.
Yeah. What part of Ireland did your family come from?
My father came from Dublin. Cullen's a very old Irish name. Yeah. Goes back many ways to Cúalan, famous Irish hero. Now, mind you, we're all descended from famous Irish heroes. But his immediate family came from Dublin.
And you have obviously not just been to Dublin, but you had the opportunity to tour various parts of Ireland.
Indeed, I've cycled all around Ireland. This was many years ago, but from Dublin down to Waterford, across to Cork, back up to Belfast, the whole circle of Ireland, the Rock of Cashel, the Giant's Causeway. There are many places that, as a young man, cycling, staying at youth hostels, I toured all of Ireland, saw about 52 castles and 12 round towers. Glendalough is a jewel, mm-hmm. Not far from Dublin. So it made quite an impression on me, and the Irish people, so very friendly. And when I tell them that I came from Canada, I mean, they'd want to know if I knew their cousin in Halifax.
Right.
Well, I hadn't been to Halifax yet. They have no concept how big Canada is, but a very warm and friendly experience, and quite a memory.
Alex Cullen, I'm going to let you get back to the revelry and your official duties as Grand Marshal of the 2009 St. Patrick's Parade. And I want to thank you very much for coming on the Gaelic Hour.
Well, my pleasure.
And you are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on 97.9 FM with Austin Camerton.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here, and you're listening to the Gaelic Hour on 97.9 FM. Keep the dial where it is.
Don't forget, tomorrow night we have Roisin at Library and Archives Canada, and that's a concert that is being presented by the Gaelic Hour. And tickets are available at the Folklore Centre and also at Ticketweb at $29.50. And Roisin is a group out of Quebec City that are francophones that play Irish music the way the Irish play music. Certainly it's wonderful, and I'll be playing a track or two before the end of the show tonight. You had heard the ad there for Beaufire. Well, I don't normally have giveaways on a Sunday morning, so this is going to be a test of actually who is awake, because I'm going to give a pair of tickets away to Beaufort, and that's for Tuesday night at Centrepoint Theatre, and the number here is 613-244-0244. Back to
the Irish Society is always honoured to have a representative of the Irish Embassy participate in the St. Patrick's Parade, and this year it's Paula Molloy, and Paula, this is her first Patrick's Day experiencing Ottawa. Welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Thank you very much, Austin. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, what was your impression of Ottawa for a St. Patrick's Parade?
Well, not only was it my first St. Patrick's Day in Ottawa, it's actually my first St. Patrick's Day outside of Ireland. So it's been a whole new experience for me, but I was really impressed with how the whole community came out to support the Irish community today. It's a real diverse event, and it really seems to embrace everybody, not just the Irish. So it was a pleasure to see that.
So you got the honour of sitting in a convertible and waving to the crowd.
I did indeed, yeah. It's another first for me, actually. I've never been in such a fancy car. But it was really nice. Luckily, we had a great day today. Beautiful blue skies and quite a warm sun. So survived it all in one piece. So it's great.
Now, today is part of a whole festival, and you've had a busy week. I know
Yes. You've
been at other events, and you were at the Erin Luncheon yesterday. How are you finding that whole concept of a festival week?
I think it really is a fantastic idea. I'm delighted that it started up the first year that I'm here. I get to see such a great variety of Irish talent here in the Ottawa area. We've got fantastic musicians, dancers, singers. Got to see some theatre, some art, some literature events on as well. So it really does show the diversity of Irish culture. Sometimes you do just see the stereotypical element, but it's great to be able to show that we have so much more to offer the community.
So when you're talking to your mum and dad back home,
they must
be fascinated with some of this stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. They're very impressed. They think I'm leading a very glamorous existence altogether when I tell them about the various events I'm going to. But it is actually amazing to see how St. Patrick's Day is celebrated around the world.
So Paula, where's home?
Home for me is Dublin, West Dublin. So Lucan, for those of you who are familiar with Dublin, I'm I'm a West Dublin girl.
So you grew up, went to school in Dublin?
Absolutely. And born and bred, I'm afraid. So another Dub in the embassy. I know that's very controversial.
Well, what attracted you then to the diplomatic service?
Well, I actually fell into it somewhat by chance. I finished my college course, which was very dry. It was computer science. And I decided that a life sitting in front of a computer screen wasn't for me.
Okay.
So I looked to see what else was on offer, and I very, very fortunately came across this job in the diplomatic service, which is about as far cry from sitting in front of a computer screen as you can imagine. As you can see, for example, today I was lucky enough to be able to participate in the parade. And as you say, I've been to various cultural events throughout the week, and that's a fairly typical week at the embassy, in fact. It's very diverse.
And this is your first posting?
It is my first overseas posting. I've just been in Belfast and in Dublin before here, so I've got my career off to a very good start,
you
I have to say. I've been very lucky.
I'm sure there were a lot of your colleagues were envious.
Absolutely. It's always a popular choice here to come to Canada. Right. So
Patrick's Day itself, what have you lined up on Tuesday?
On Tuesday? I believe I'm actually very lucky. I'm getting the day off on Tuesday.
So you get to celebrate privately.
I actually do, yeah. Well, I'll be going along to the Mass in St. Patrick's Basilica on Tuesday morning. And then I'm sure I shall be able to track down some celebrations somewhere in the city.
Sure you will.
Yeah.
And have you any other functions here today at the after parade party, or you're able to just sit back and enjoy it?
I'm actually planning to enjoy the party now for the rest of the afternoon,
so it's
a good chance to kick back and watch everybody enjoying themselves, and who knows, I might get involved myself.
Never know. Paula Malloy, thanks a million for taking
Thank
a few
you very
minutes.
Much. Thank you, Austin. Pleasure.
Oh, me name is Mick McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a young girl I admire. She's named Kitty Donahue. She's fair and fat and 40, and believe me when I say, every time I go a courting her, you hear her mammy say, Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Don't you see it's Mr. McGuire, and he's courting your sister Kate. Don't you know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of town. Will you get up out of that, you impudent brat, and let Mr. McGuire sit down. Oh, the first place that I met her was a dance in Tandragee, and I asked her very kindly if she'd dance a dance with me. She asked me if I'd see her home and with her have some tea, and as soon as we stepped inside the door, you could hear her mammy say, Johnny, get up from the fire, get up and give the man a seat. Don't you see it's Mr. McGuire, and he's courting your sister Kate. Don't you know very well he owns a farm a wee bit out of town. Will you get up out of that, you impudent brat, that Mr. McGuire sit down. And now that we are married, sure her mother's changed her mind, just because I spent the legacy me father left behind. She hasn't got the decency to bid me time of day, and as soon as we step inside of the door, you hear her mammy say, Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the draft. Don't you see it's Earl McGuire, and he nearly drives me daft. I don't know what Kate saw in him, for he's always on the tear. Well, you sit where you are, and ever you dare to give Earl McGuire the chair. Addle dum da doodle la di da diddle da dum da dum da doodle da la da diddle da dum da dum da doodle da da diddle da dum da dum da doodle da la da diddle da dum da dum da doodle dum da doodle la di da dum da dum da doodle la dum da diddle da dum.
And that was Tom McSwiggan with Mick McGuire, and that was a request from Anna Janigan. Anna, I hope you really enjoy that one. And as I mentioned earlier, there is a breakfast down at St. Bridget's this morning, and that is $5 for adults, and children are $3 by the nose here. So that's a fantastic value. And it starts at 10 and it runs till noon. I see there's pancakes, bacon, sausage, home fries, juice, fruit, tea, coffee. And there's live music, good food, good company at an affordable price. And on Tuesday night, it's the St. Patrick's Day Irish Night. And that will include Irish folk and wannabe Irish are welcome. And you can get entertainment of every description, including dancing. And there's Guinness I see down there as well. And that would be $10 and gets underway at 7:30 p.m. And we're going to move right along, and we're going to get back to the festivities as they were over at the Civic Centre yesterday afternoon.
I'm at the after parade party down at Lansdowne at the Civic Centre, and you never know who you can bump into. You get people coming into Ottawa to visit, and I'm talking to Kieran Devoy. Kieran, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Thanks very much.
So you're here visiting in Ottawa for the weekend, at a weekend when there's lots of celebrations, and you have a strong Irish connection.
I do. Like I just said, both my parents are from Dublin, and I was lucky enough to spend a lot of time over there when I was a lot younger. So of course, because there is such a strong Irish connection there, you know, it's sort of like keeping the heritage alive through Irish dance. Both my sister and I are Irish dancers. So.
Well, mentioning Irish dance, you are not just an Irish dancer in the sense that we might see it at Cayley. You are an Irish dancer.
I dance at a professional level. I just came back from a German tour with the show called Magic of the Dance, which is one of the top shows in the world. You know, sort of like right up there with Riverdance and Lord of the Dance.
And who's behind Magic of the Dance? It's not Flatley as well. Is it?
Well, it was choreographed by 8-times world champion John Kerry, who sort of like took over from Flatley when he was when he stepped down as the Lord of the Dance. So
okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Yeah.
So how do you find the experience of being a professional dancer? Sure, just the travel alone, I know, is taxing,
yeah.
And then getting up on stage and performing.
Yeah,
but it must be an interesting experience.
It is. I have to say, I mean, like in Germany, especially where their cultural dance isn't nearly as complex as the Irish. They really do have an appreciation for it, and they come out in droves. I mean, like especially in the major cities like Berlin and Frankfurt and Hamburg. I mean, like I remember in Berlin we played to an audience of 3,000, and I mean just the feeling that you get, the buzz that you get from 3,000 people on their feet, you know, just giving it everything they've got. It's there's nothing like it.
So how long have you been on the boards?
On the road.
Yes, on the board.
I quit I danced at the World Championships last year, and then I retired. And I joined Magic. When was it? It would have been in June of last year.
Okay.
So I guess I've been on the road on and off since then.
So
traveling out of the UK.
A newcomer to the professional dance.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's sort of like taking its toll. So I might do one more tour with them this summer, and then I think I'll sort of like throw in the towel.
Now, when you say it's taking its toll, what do you mean?
I mean, if I keep this up, I'll be in a wheelchair by the time I'm 30.
Because it is very, very intense.
It is. I mean, like it's pretty much 2 hours of fighting against gravity, giving it everything that they've got. And when you come off the stage at the end of the night, you know, you've got aches and pains. You're even sorrier in the morning. You know, you're drenched in sweat. But like I say, it's worth it. It's always worth it. But I mean, yeah. There's only so long you can do it.
So how are you finding the experience here at the Civic Center this afternoon?
To be honest, Desmond sort of like just sprung this on us at the last minute. He said that he sort of needs to take a few pictures for his newspaper, and I mean we were sort of like expecting to just have like a quiet evening, sort of like a quiet day with him, but it never is. Just never is with the Irish. It's always yeah.
But you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
And that's what's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And Desmond's always saying what a great Irish community Ottawa has. So it's like I say, it's great to be here and to see everyone come out in great numbers and have a great time. So.
Well, Kieran, thanks a million for taking a few minutes out to talk to me.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And every success in your career in the future.
Okay, thanks very much. Take care.
Chin 97.9 FM with Alston Cameron from 9 times Tommy Kavanagh. Tommy, you're here in the after parade party at the Civic Centre. Kavanagh Construction has been associated with the Irish parade and this time of the year for a long number of years. Being Irish is a very important part of you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very glad to be helpful in this area because we made a good living in the Ottawa Valley and a lot of good Irish people here, and we're very happy to be here and help you out.
So how many years have you been participating in the parade, would you think?
And we started in Molly Maguire's in 1972.
So you were right there at the beginning.
That's right.
Good for you. And have you ever missed any yourself?
I missed last year because I had a little problem with the health.
Well, based on the weather, you didn't miss a lot. It was a good parade, but you certainly wasn't a day like today. Today has been a fabulous day, weather-wise. And I understand you come all the way back from Florida so you can be here for today.
I came back 2 weeks ago this Saturday coming.
Okay.
2 weeks ago tonight.
And, of course, this is only the start of the festivities, I would take it, that for the next few days you're going to enjoy yourself just as much right up until including Tuesday.
And we'll try and dig in Gavin's tomorrow and Douglas on Tuesday.
And of course, the music that may be filtering through in the background was Gail Gavin. She's on stage at the moment out there. And the Kavanaghs, how long have the Kavanaghs been over here? When did how far have you been able to trace back when your ancestors came over?
Well, I'm living on a farm that was granted to Crown land that my grandfather got.
And he came over approximately when, do you think?
I can't.
The late 1800s?
I would imagine, yes. 1800. The deeds of the farmers in the 1800s, yes.
Right. So that's a good long tradition. So how big of a family at this stage? Because, you know, you can't go out the west side of Ottawa and drive along the road, but you see Kavanagh staring you in the face in all directions. You're certainly not a small family. You're certainly not a small name.
Well, right now we have 350 employees from the Ottawa Valley.
And given the economic downturn and the things that are going on with the likes of the stimulus package, how has business been? Or have you been able to keep things reasonably steady?
We have no trouble here in the Ottawa Valley at all. I think it's the media. I guess you're one of them too. No, but the media has given us a lot of... It's discouraging people. There's lots of contracts out there and the housing is good and... We've no problem at all in Ottawa Valley, anyway.
Excellent. Well, Thomas Kavanagh, thanks a million for taking the time coming on the Gaelic Hour.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Roisin you're hearing in the background, and don't forget Roisin will be at Library and Archives Canada on Monday night. And prior to that, the piece of music that was in the middle there was a piece called Klezmer Melody, and that was Beaufire. And Beaufire is up at Centrepoint on Monday night and Tuesday night, and we had tickets to give away for that, and the lucky winners of those were Maureen Maher picked up a pair, and also from the competition on that one, we had Debbie Roy. Debbie, I've sent an email if you're listening, and I didn't see a read receipt yet, and I'm just hopeful to make sure that you actually got it. And also the Roisin tickets, Neil Weller Neil, I left your voicemail. Hopefully you got that. Neil has won a pair of tickets to Roisin. And there are still tickets available for that at Library and Archives Canada, and they're available. There will be tickets at the door and also at the Folklore Centre and still on the web up to and including about noon tomorrow at ticketweb.ca. This week, as you know, has been the Ottawa Irish Festival. And as part of the Ottawa Irish Festival, what has happened in the city over the last number of years is the mayor has declared March 10 to 17 to be Irish Week. And the reason for that is the city cannot declare an event to be something special, so they declare a period of time. And that all happened up at Library and Archives last Tuesday evening. So we're going to share with you the proclamation by the mayor, and then that will follow on with the response and the remarks that the ambassador, Declan Kelly.
Irish Week, March 10th to 17th, 2009. Whereas there is a large and active Irish community living in the national capital region, and whereas this community is an integral part of our cultural mosaic, having done much to make Ottawa a truly cosmopolitan city, and whereas our city is stronger because of the contributions made by the Irish community to business, the arts, and charitable organizations, therefore I, Larry O'Brien, Mayor of the City of Ottawa, do hereby proclaim March 10th to 17th, 2009, as Irish Week in the City of Ottawa, and urge all citizens to join with members of this community in the celebration of your heritage.
Well, a Gwini Ushle, a Durspor of Bawatla Marog will Anna Ahasar on Zahan Shahanuk, Aaron O'Card, Special to Show, Istasan Road on Gaelga, a Clushant Rosemary. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. As I said in a few words of Irish there, for those of few of you who didn't understand, that it's really great to be here this evening. And I just say to Rosemary, it's very nice to hear the few words of Irish spoken. Your Worship, Mayor O'Brien, Brian, the President of the Ottawa Irish Association, members of the committee, members of all the constituent organisations, and all my friends here in the room this evening. This really is a great night for the Irish, beginning of the Irish Week in Ottawa. And what an impressive program has been put together. And I really want to congratulate everybody involved. It's always very dangerous when the ambassador starts to name individuals, because you will definitely forget somebody. So just to say, and everybody knows who I'm talking about, who have done the hard work and put it together. The mayor will know this, being out on the circuit. As he told me, he receives 2,500 invitations a year. He has my deepest sympathy. He said he only manages to get to 2,499 of them. But that to get volunteers in the 21st century is getting harder and harder. As they used to say back home, it's as hard as pulling hen's teeth. Think about that one. That's very hard. So therefore, anybody who's involved in organizations, it is very difficult. It's very easy for us all to say, oh, we're tired after a long day's work, whatever, whatever. But then we all enjoy these functions when they happen. So what we have to do is reflect on the people who put them together, the hard work, and realize that it just doesn't happen by magic. This is the beginning of St. Patrick's Week, but as I was saying to the mayor earlier on, it's really the beginning of St. Patrick's Fortnight, because I started in Toronto with the Irish Man of the Year Award down there on Sunday, which was a luncheon attended by 700 people. Absolutely amazing event. And it will end for me with the parade in Montreal on the 22nd of March. It goes on for 2 weeks. I'll be here for the next few days, and then I head down to Toronto for the weekend, and other people from the embassy will be here in Ottawa for the celebrations. The point I want to make here is that everywhere you go in Canada, when you're the Irish ambassador, people want to tell you about their Irish heritage. That happens to me when I'm in St. John's all the way over to Victoria. And it's a very nice feeling. And the Irish ambassador, no matter who he or she is, and his wife, and Anne is with me many times, I'm always very well received. And the reason for that is the huge respect that Canadians have for the impact, the contribution the Irish have made to this country. As Mayor O'Brien rightly said, literally, in terms of this city, we built one of the most significant parts of the city, which is this beautiful canal linking the Ottawa River with the St. Lawrence Seaway. Originally built, of course, for military purposes, never used for that, in fact, but today a beautiful addition to the tourism and recreational parts in this area. And it was fitting indeed to see the bridge named Corktown to acknowledge these people. And again, I saw the hard work of the community working hard to make sure that's happened. The other thing I always notice when I'm at events, and I saw it again here this evening, I noticed it in Toronto at the weekend, is that the Irish always sing the national anthem of Canada, and they sing it beautifully, and then they sing with pride their own national anthem. And to me, these are people who are really integrating into our society. They're very happy to be proud Canadians, but they're always very happy to be proud and recognize their own heritage. Earlier, you heard Doug Rimmer speaking about the relationship between Library and Archives Canada and Ireland. And I want to put on the record that we have a tremendous relationship, and I want to thank Doug in particular for his hard work and Ian Wilson. We have this amazing project which is digitizing the census records in Ireland. And if you go online now, the 1911 census records for Dublin, Antrim, Kerry, I think one other, Doug, Down are up. And I had the great thrill of actually tracking down my own grandfather. You will be able to get up on the screen the actual certificate, the actual census form filled in by your ancestor and signed by them. And it's quite a moment when that happens. And needless to say, the site has been an enormous hit, with millions of hits, as they say, in the electronic business on it. So lots and lots of things that pull the Irish community together. This week is going to be really something special. So many events organised. The contribution made to the culture of this city is enormous, and I'm sure the contribution made to the coffers of this city, Mr. Mayor, are enormous. Those tills will be ringing in various places around. And, you know, it really is happening. I haven't been in to see it myself, but Carl Gardner from the embassy was telling me that great work has been done down in St. Bridget's, which is...
You've been listening to The Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cameron. I do hope you've enjoyed the program this morning and you got a flavour of some of the events that are going on and some of the events that are still to come up at the Ottawa Irish Festival. We'll be back with you tomorrow night with a music-filled program. That's at 10 p.m. and then next Sunday morning at 8 a.m. again. If you want to reach me, my email address is austin@thegaelichour.ca. This podcast should be available hopefully in about an hour. And thanks to Dave on the other side of the glass for taking care of me this morning. And again, if you want to get anything, some of the old archives, www.thegaelichour.ca. I want to thank the Irish Village Group of Companies for the continued support, and also the Monterey Indoor Resort, where I'll be out there having dinner tonight at their St. Patrick's celebrations. So until tomorrow evening, this is Austin Cummerton on Chin 97.9 FM saying, Slán go fóill.